Oh, this red light is not for me. I close my eyes and imagine I'm home. I miss the days when life was simple. But if I never tried to follow that rainbow, in search of the particle.
Mother out there right now, about to have an extra grind, searching for a pot of gold like a leprechaun. They say death comes in threes, who's next in line? And I just lost a best friend for the second time. Now I'm on the quest to find peace, still gotta carry my peace and so woof when it's record time. Yeah, I don't understand, I'm misunderstood. Give Interscope two more albums, then I'm done for good. Sold 10 million records, ain't lead a hood. It's a cold world, everybody need a hood. And everybody doing time, stay headstrong. You still got a chance to live, even though you're dead wrong.
Oh, life is not for me. I close my eyes and imagine I'm home. I miss the days when life was simple. But if I never tried to follow that rainbow, there's just a cloud of gold.
Sometimes I try to do good, but I just can't be. It's hard to get myself to do things that ain't me. And y'all should thank me, but my haters did be trying to send me home early. But you can't do all the same me. I ain't a saint, B. I ain't a god, girl. I ain't an angel neither, but I try hard, y'all. I'm lighting up for all my soldiers at war as I sit back and watch the ashes on my cigar fall. Wayne just came home and tipped back on the yard, dog. Guess who hoes ain't the only one playing hardball.
For me, I close my eyes and imagine I'm home. I miss the days when life was simple. But if I never tried to follow that rainbow, search of the particle, whoa, whoa, search of the particle.
Of a million dollar sign on my eye, money sign with them reppin'. feel good, but the cheddar feel better. Blow smoke in the air, so in love with the weather. Hot than the motherfucker, I ain't gotta do the leather. Hit the swap meet, match the white tee with whatever. Pouring kicks with some cargo shorts. Just let the metal for spot, we all gon' smoke. LA is my city, you can see it on my hat. Belling through the super mall, bitches staring at my tack. It's a fact that they staring at a Mac. Took them back to the crib, now they staring at my trap. Niggas looking at me hard, but they staring at my hat. Approach my front lawn, now they staring at my cat. We
Cali life living, mind on my yenum. Bitches, switches, everybody in them. From Ocean Boulevard all the way to the shore. Catch me at the mall with a flock full of eyes. Ain't nothing changed, still sunny days. Ooh, it's just that West Coast nigga.
Tricks on no bitch, kid, that's what it is. Put a coat on a goat and a wig on a pig. Better watch where you pimpin' and killin' no fig. Them Hoover criminals grindin', kidnap your bitch. Better watch your dress code, please and please. All them motherfuckers copycats, these and cheese. I love Cali like I love paper. Pockets full of blood, money, blue chuck tape. Don't ever approach a gunfight, swingin' with a knife. Bullets ignite on sight, this the Cali life. You can ball overnight if you do it right. Hit the wrong gas station, you can lose your life. Are you an aggressor or a finesser? Or somewhere low-key, can't handle the pressure. Keep your head to the sky, these niggas will test you. Stash your dope real good, these pigs will stretch you. California.
Cali life living, mind on my yenum. Bitches, switches, everybody in them. From Ocean Boulevard all the way to the shine. Catch me at the mall with a flock full of eyes.
Just that West Coast living. That's how I'm always living. You know what I'm saying? People, what it do, what it be like. That was your boy, Mac Lucci, Doggy Style Records, with his single, Poppin'. Check him out, LucciLife.com, Facebook, Twitter, etc., etc. Yes, it's going down tonight, folks. Like every other Monday, there have been on Mayhem Mondays forever hot topics. You know what I'm saying? This is a show right here that you definitely don't want to miss. If you have anything to say, any comments or anything, you know the number to dial. 310-861-2317. Yes, indeed. Tonight is a special night. You know what I'm saying? You know, I had to switch it up because my whole pimp special is now come to an end with the Players Ball. That was very successful. You know what I'm saying? There was a lot of people up in there, and we was getting it in. Snoop was DJing. A lot of players, Max, from all over, was in the building, including your girl, Forever the Realest. You know what I'm saying? So it was definitely going down. So the Pimp Special has now come to an end, but your girl's always going to stay on top of her game, you dig? And that's just the way is going to be. You can check out pictures and information and everything on my Facebook page, Forever the Realest, F-A-E-V-E-R, space, the Realest, I-S-T at the end, no space. Befriend your girl on Facebook. keep up with her on Twitter, Faever323. That's Faever323. Tonight, people, this is all that's in store. The topic is, what is networking? What is networking? What is the importance of it, and how is it done? Anybody out there who want to share their views, feel free to call in and tell a friend. It's definitely going down. Special shout out right now to Serious Pimp. Special shout out to Trey Love. And special shout out to Skystar and many other people out there that's in favor of your girl Faever and helping her to succeed and, you know, do her thing. You feel me? You feel me? In the spaceship, I have a special guest, Miss Beautiful Maia Campbell. You know what I'm saying? Maia Campbell will be in the spaceship. She will be sharing so much information, and she is here to set the record straight. Y'all better know about it. You know what I'm saying? My girl, Maia Campbell, actress off a sitcom In the House. You know what I'm saying? And she has a lot in store for 2012. So don't miss out on this show, because this show is the bomb, the bomb, the bomb. You know what I'm saying? So turn it up, because it's time to get it in. Time to get it in. So it's time for me right now, of course, to give it up for Tupac, keeping him alive in cyberspace on Faever Hot Topics. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I'm going to do it all the time. So RIP to my boy Tupac, paved the way for many. You know what I'm saying? A major West Coast legend. You know what I'm saying? So back in them days, my boy Tupac had the whole West Coast, the whole East Coast beefing. Now, what kind of power is that? You know what I'm saying? That's just nothing but power. You feel me? When you have a group of people and a group of people, that's just too much. You know what I'm saying? So much respect to Biggie Smalls also. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunate tragedy in the music world, but a lot for us to learn from and a lot for us to grow from. You know what I'm saying? But I do have to play some beef shit. So your girl's going to go ahead and play Take Money. You know what I'm saying? I remember I used to bump that shit way back when, you know, cleaning up my room and shit. And this is such a hit song, even though it's a lot of beef in it. You know what I'm saying? It just is what it is. You know what I'm saying? This is the realest show, and I just keep it real. You feel me? So I'm going to go ahead and play Take Money. You know what I'm saying? So turn it on up. RIP to your boy Tupac. Here we go. West Coast moving.
I ain't got no motherfucker. So I fuck your bitch, you fat motherfucker. West side, bad boy kill. You know who the realest is, niggas. We bring it to you. First off, fuck your bitch in the clique you claim. West side, when we ride, come be quick with game. You claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife. We bust on bad boys, niggas fuck for life. Plus, fuck you trying to see me weak, hearts I rip. Biggie Smalls and Junior Mafia, some mark ass bitches.
When I'm so ya. Spank and shake your whole style when I can't. Guard your rank, cause I'ma slam your ass in the paint. Puffy weaker than the fucking block I'm running through, nigga. And I smoke a Junior Mafia in front of you, nigga. With the ready power, tucking my gas under my Eddie Bauer. Your clout petty sour, I'll push back at you every hour. Hit him up.
Grab your blocks when you see Tupac. Call the cops when you see Tupac. Who shot me, but your punks didn't finish. Now you're about to feel the wrath of a menace. Nigga, we hit him up. People, how we do it, keep it real. It's penitentiary steel. This ain't no freestyle battle. All you niggas getting killed with your mouths open. Trying to come up over me, you in the clouds open. Smoking dope, it's like a Sherman. Niggas think they learn to fly, but they burn, motherfucker. You deserve to die. Talking about you getting money, but it's funny to me. All you niggas living bummy, why you fucking with me? I'm a self-made millionaire. Thug living out of prison, pistols in the air. Biggie, remember when I used to let you sleep on the couch and beg a bitch to let you sleep in the house? Now it's all about Versace. You copy my style. Five shots couldn't drop me. I took it in smile. Now I'm about to set the record straight. With my AK, I'm still the thug that you love to hate. Motherfucker, I'm
from NEW Jersey, with plenty murders occurs. No point to come. We bring the drama to all you heard. Not to check the scenario. Little C's, I bring you fake G's. See your D's, popping pleases. These scenarios. Little Kim is you coked up or doped up. Little Junior Wop was fake smoked up. What the fuck is you stupid? I take money crashing and mashing through Brooklyn. With my click looting, shooting and polluting your block. With 15 shots, cock lock, see you not. Outlaw, mafia click, moving up another notch. In your box, top five, get mopped and dropped. All your fake ass East Coast props brainstormed and locked.
Choose a beat writer, a pop style taker. I tell you to your face, you ain't shit but a faker. So for the Alizé with a chaser. About to get murdered for the paper. Edie, I mean approach the scene of the caper. Like a loke, with low season and a choke.
Now you tell me who won. I see them, they run. They don't wanna see us. Whole Junior Mafia clique dressing up trying to be us. How the fuck they gonna be the mob when we always on our job? We millionaires. Killing ain't fair, but somebody gotta do it. Oh yeah, Mob Deep. You wanna fuck with us? You little young ass motherfuckers. Don't one of you niggas got sickle cell or something? You fucking with me, nigga. You fuck around, have a seizure or a heart attack. You better back the fuck up when you get smacked the fuck up. That's how we do it on our side. Any of you niggas from New York that wanna bring it, bring it. But we ain't singing, we bringing drama. Fuck you and your motherfucking mama. We gon' kill all you motherfuckers. Now when I came out, I told you it was just about Biggie. Then everybody had to open their mouth with a motherfucker opinion. Well, this how we gon' do this. Fuck Mobb Deep. Fuck Biggie. Fuck Bad Boy as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you wanna be down with Bad Boy, then fuck you too. Chino XL, fuck you too. All you motherfuckers, fuck you too. All of y'all motherfuckers, fuck you, die slow, motherfucker. My phone make sure all y'all kids don't grow. You motherfuckers can't be us or see us. We motherfuckers thug like riders, west side till we die. Out here in California, nigga, we warn you, we'll bomb on you motherfuckers. We do our job. You think you mob, nigga, we the motherfucking mob. Ain't nothing but killers and real niggas, all you motherfuckers fillers. Our shits go triple and four quadruple.
West Side till I die, baby. You feel me? Forever the realest is here. You know what I'm saying? Check me out tonight. I have a live performance at the 2nd Street Jazz, 366 East 2nd Street, downtown LA. Doors open up at 9. Doors close at 2 a.m. $10 at the door. Come on out and party with your girl. Come on out and party with your girl. You know what I'm saying? Because I have a show tonight, you know, your girl forever wear different hats in the entertainment business. And, you know, because I have a show tonight, my radio show is going to have to come to an end a little bit earlier than 8 o'clock, of course, because your girl has to get ready. And hopefully I see many, many, many of you there. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely time to party. You feel me? Yes. So it's my moment. my moment. My moment, my moment. Forever's moment on the topic of the night. What is networking? What is networking? You know, when I started to become deeper and deeper into the game as far as, you know, the rap game or whatever, that was something that I had struggles with. When you're shy at times, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy because most talented artists out there are shy, you know what I'm saying? But for the most part, it's like a phase that you got to get out of. It's something that you have to get used to, knowing that networking is a major part of your growth in any kind of business. You know what I'm saying? It's important to get yourself out there and to let people know who you are, how can you be contacted, how can you contact others and develop relationships with people so for future engagements or future anything, you're in mind. You know what I'm saying? It's good to just go out and do what you have to do, especially in an entertainment business, which is such a difficult business to get into. You know what I'm saying? That is very important, big time. Network, network. Get out to these clubs. Get out to these charity events. Get out here. Open your mouth. Be seen. Because any artist, you know, that got this God-given talent, you know what I'm saying? And not just the artist, but just anybody, you know what I'm saying? It's just important to get yourself out there, develop these relationships, get it in, and always make sure that you're professional and you have a portfolio or EPK, something that, you know, you can show. You know what I'm saying? So, and if you don't know what an EPK is, that's an electronic press kit, you know what I'm saying? Like videos and stuff that can be seen, you know, on the internet and et cetera, et cetera. So I'm going to go to my boy Webster. My boy Webster is going to, you know, lace it down real quick, you know, to see what it is in the books. You feel me? So what is networking? Networking is a group or system of interconnected people or things. You know what I'm saying? It's a group of people who exchange information, contacts, and experience for professional or social purposes. You know what I'm saying? So that's definitely what networking is. And there's many different ways that that can be done. You know what I'm saying? It's different ways and it's different tools out there that you can use to get yourself out there and to be seen. It's depending on what you want to do, depending on what hat you wear in the entertainment business. You know what I'm saying? So thank goodness for internet. You know, internet is a blessing to many entertainers out here or many people that's trying to get their foot in the door and wasn't born, you know, knowing people that's already on top of the game or already there. You know what I'm saying? It's a definite struggle when you are trying to pursue something so big and you have nobody, you know, that's in your family or, you know, a close friend of another, you know, to pull you in there like easily. So it's more of a struggle for those people that's doing it on their own from scratch. But success is always possible. You know what I'm saying? Success starts from somewhere. So it has to start within self at all times, you know, to make sure that you know what's up and that you're of quality to get in where you fit in, you dig, you know what I'm saying? So like I mentioned earlier, you know, there's different tools that is to be used as far as networking. You know, you have flyers, business cards. You have social networks such as Facebook, Twitter, and abundance of much more, you know, YouTube and et cetera, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? And You know, these tools are here, you know, to help you if you're a serious artist or a serious business person or whatever you're trying to get into, you know what I'm saying? These tools are here for you to fix up what you need to fix up, you know, to get it in how you want to get it in. So that's just how it goes and how it flows. And my whole thing at all times is professional. Professionalism is definitely essential in any genre of success. You know what I'm saying? So shake that shyness off. You know, a lot of people use certain things to get that shyness out. You know what I'm saying? Some people have that inner just, look, this is me. Hey, this is what I do. Bam, bam, boom, boom. This is what I got. Bam, you know, all sober, you know, just sober life, like bam, you know, just with that natural high, you feel me? And then there are some people that use their drug of choice or whatever, I guess, or, you know, I'm just keeping it real on show, to loosen up and to become what's inside being held back by shyness. You know what I'm saying? It can be, you know, a glass of wine, a drink, you know, a blunt, a cigarette. It really don't matter, but it's important to, you know, calm them nerves down, get out here and network, open up your mouth, especially if you are a business, you are a brand. And, you know, like I said, always be professional at all times, you know. That is what's definitely important when it comes down to doing music and not only just music, but just getting yourself out there in any genre of business or entertainment, you dig? So that is Forever's moment on Forever Hot Topics on the topic of the night, which is what is networking. If anyone out there have anything to say on the topic, anything to share, you know what I'm saying, feel free to call in 310-861-2317. Yes, folks, you're definitely, definitely in for a treat tonight on Forever Hot Topics. In the spaceship will be Maia Campbell, celebrity actress, actress from sitcom In the House. She will be in the spaceship sharing upcoming plans, upcoming things that she is going to do and pursue in the year 2012. Yes, it's time for change. And, you know, that's what I'm all about. 2012, so much in store, so much in store. So stay posted. Stay posted, folks, because it's definitely going down. You know what I'm saying? The West Coast movement is definitely moving. You feel me? So, hey, that's what it is. And I couldn't be prouder, you know what I'm saying, to be a part of the whole movement. You know what I'm saying? So it's time right now to go to a music break. And, you know, your girl's going to play some little whistle. And then, you know, I'm going to go on to... you know, my choice of upcoming artist, you know what I'm saying? I will definitely display who it is after I play the song, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what this show is about. It's about upcoming everything. Also, folks, hit me up on Facebook if you've been listening to the show since your girl first started. If you have any comments or suggestions or ideas for 2012, your girl is open, so make sure you go ahead and post me up something or leave me an inbox message on what's on your mind. You know what I'm saying? It's all about you. It's all about being heard. It's all about change and growth, and that's how we're doing it right here on the West Coast. So turn it up because it's going down right now. I'm about to play some of that little whistle, bizzle.
Cut the music up. A little louder. Yeah. You had a lot of crooks try to steal your heart. Never really had luck, couldn't ever figure out how to love. brother, how to love. For a second you were here, now you over there, so hard not to stare. The way you move in your body like you never had a love. Never had a love. When you was just a young and your looks were so precious. But now you're grown up, so fly, it's like a blessing. But you can't have a man look at you for 5 seconds without you being insecure. You never credit yourself, so when you got older, it seems like you came back 10 times over. Now you're sitting here in this damn corner, looking through all your thoughts and looking over your shoulder. See, you had a lot of crooks try to steal your heart. Never really had love, couldn't never figure out how to love. How to love. See, you had a lot of moments that didn't last forever. Now you in the corner trying to put it together. How to love. For a second you were here, now you over there, it's hard not to tell. The way you're moving your body like you never had a love. Had a love. Oh, when you had a lot of dreams that transformed to visions. The fact that you saw the world affected all your decisions. But it wasn't your fault, wasn't in your intentions. Be the one here talking to me, be the one listening. But I admire your popping bottles and tipping just as much as you admire your bartending and stripping, baby. So don't be mad, nobody else tripping. You seen a lot of crooks and them crooks still crooked. See, you had a lot of crooks try to steal your heart. Never really had a couldn't never figure out how to love. How to love. You had a lot of moments that didn't last forever. Now you in a corner trying to put it together. How to love.
Hey, little mama.
Hey.
What's your name?
Thug Miss.
Oh, is that right? You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Your boy just want to holler at you for a minute, you know? I see you stunning your True Religion, your Dolce & Gabbana
glasses. That's right. That's just how I get
shopping
down.
Shopping at the Beverly Center and all that.
Right.
I'm looking for a girl just like...
Stop the bullshit, got no time to fall in love with a dick. I'm all about paper that stack real quick. Diamond belts on my hip, stubborn little mama, I ain't giving no lip. I tell a nigga zip, but just enough to be pleased with his D's and his dollars up. Cutie pie named Isaac, met him at the right track. Now we swing in the sack, bringing tips right back, back. At a quarter to 12 a.m., Kasuli gotta style my nails. You know I gotta stay dressed to impress. Baby fat jeans with the ice roll, lead necklace. Got the fellas on stuck when they look at my chest. Bitches hoping I'm a nigga pulling next to the lake. When I'm tenant bumping game in the turning lane. I be that girl Thug Miss, bound to change the game. What? Isn't that funny, funny? This nigga gave me some money, cause he said I'm cute and got a nice ass body, body. What isn't this funny, funny? How I could use this dummy, thinking I love you? Hell nah, nigga, give me the money. Hey, now I like your style. Damn, you look good, I'm focused now. Design cut lined out the breath, nonsense. Look at some Amazons, send them straight for the sun. Look, I put it like this, I provide the clitoris. Nigga, you need this, I could be nice or I could be selfish. My matter overflow could get your thoughts in a twist. I could simp, act like my feelings all men. Tell you what you wanna hear to lose the money clip. Lamborghini doors pulled up on the bent, doing what you can in a pinch to get the booty bent. Isn't that funny? This nigga gave me some money, cause he said I'm cute and got a nice ass body. Well, isn't this funny? How I could use this dummy, thinking I love you, hell no, nigga, give me the money. Clean cut, brother, looking real jazzy, said he'd do anything, he had to have me. He was old enough to be my damn daddy, so I called him daddy, and he tricked out my Chevy. 20-inch spinners with the chromed-out fenders, Tinker Bell, Cherry TVs, no antennas, 60 miles dipping down Crenshaw Boulevard, varieties of cute faces, lost in advertised cars. What, do your thing, nigga, do your thing, rep a car club or fit the game, bang, profit from Miss Thang, her gang from dope slang, go hard on a bitch, we'll flip the same game, pussy is power like money and cocaine, got the potency to make a man wanna profit, me change his personality, the power of pussy, isn't that funny, this nigga gave me some money, cause he said I'm cute and got a nice ass body, Well, isn't this funny? How I could use this dummy, thinking I love you? Hell no, nigga, give me the money. Black, white, nigga, give me the money. Poor, rich, what? Give me the money. Shit, nigga, give me the money. Thugness, what? Nigga, give me the money. The magnet, what? Give me the money. Nigga, give me the money.
Hey. See, you know, a lot of people out here need to know what's up. The MONEY is what it's all about. Of course, that was your girl, Forever the Realest. If you can, come through tonight, the 2nd Street Jazz, 366 East 2nd Street, downtown LA. Doors open at 9, doors close at 2. Come party with your girl, Forever, because it's definitely going down. All right, folks, it's time. Right now on Forever Hot Topics, I have Miss Beautiful Maia Campbell in the spaceship, and she is here to set the record straight and to inform all of you of upcoming plans and events and such things that she has in store for 2012. So I want to introduce to all the listeners Miss Maia Campbell. What's going on, girl?
What's going on?
Man,
how's everybody doing out there?
Everything is going wonderful. It is so good to have you on the show.
Thank you.
A major honor to have you in the spaceship tonight. Yes, girl, because we call the mayhem in cyberspace.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So right now, I just want you to tell the listeners who you are and a little bit of background about yourself.
My name is Maia Campbell. As you all know, I came into the game back in the late 90s in a show called In the House. You know, I've been doing my thing for a while, singing, acting, trying to get this reality show off the ground right now, and I'm taking some time to just reevaluate. It's a lot of talk about me on the internet. It's kind of disturbing sometimes, but I'm trying to, you know, work around it, work through it, rise above it, you know, and just pull it together by the grace of God and just, you know, hold my head up. And I have a couple of projects that I'm just still, you know, attached to, because it is what we do. It's like, you know, being who you are, you cling to it is what you do at times like that, you know.
Yeah, definitely. You know what, Maia? I heard you speak up on, you know, things that's going on, you know what I'm saying? Like when you look your name up on YouTube and you have people doing this, people doing that.
Yeah,
you know
all
what
the
I'm
dramas.
Saying?
It's unnecessary.
I really just want you to clear your name up, you know what I'm saying? I want you to just let the people know that, hey,
I mean,
life happens and you strong and you doing what you got to do and you back on board and you got so much in store.
Yeah.
So I'm so
thank
proud
you for putting
of everything.
It like that. Thank you for saying it like that because that's exactly, I couldn't have put it any better. I mean, I have a lot of support. I have a lot of people in my corner.
Right.
My number one is God. And, you know, I've been sober for about two years right now. And amen to that.
You know
what I'm saying? A lot of people can't say that. A lot of people in the game can't say that. So,
right.
You know, I'm timid and I'm shy and I'm broken a little bit by some of the responses. But then again, I got so much love and support for people saying, she's not none of that, and she ain't none of that. And real friends stepping up, and it just showed me who the real people were in my life, and it helped me find myself, and it helped me find out that there's a real, true artist inside of me that no matter what, you know, obstacles that may come, he's not going to let you fall. He's not going to let you down, you know. I started ministering to myself and listening to my heart and finding my voice. And it just made me stronger. If it doesn't kill you, it'll make you stronger. And, you know, like Drake says, you know, it's hardly over, you know. And, you know, I listened to the music that people were making, and it just kept inspiring me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I started making music, and I just stepped out on a limb to pull. Like, my mom died.
Uh-huh.
Not to cut my own self off. And
no,
then,
no,
like,
I want you, it's all about you, Maya, whatever you want to talk about, it's your time to set the record straight. So
yeah,
whatever
I'm
just
trying
you
to figure out, like, where to start from. So much has happened.
Yeah.
You know,
I
miss people in my life. I miss LL. Debbie Allen came back to the community, and for once, so many miracles. I swear to God, so many miracles. I mean, I went on to do movies, and nobody talked about it, and that hurt me. Like, I did a movie called Rimshot after the Katrina had happened New Orleans, Louisiana. And we went down there, man, and that place looked a mess, dog. Like, seriously, like, really. And we shot a film out there just to help those people, like, you know, to bring revenue and show our support to their situation. And then I did a gospel kind of Tyler Perry play called Friends and Lovers with the girl who just was on X Factor, this girl named Stacey Francis, and shout out to her. And, I did some things, you know, and I'm trying to reach out to Tyler Perry about one of my mom's latest novels that she was nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize for literature, which is one of the highest. And I don't know if anybody wants to hear about this.
No.
I mean, this is
you
some
so
BS.
Funny.
I mean, seriously.
Well, you know,
but,
I know what the book is about. I know I did a little bit of research on the book. It's a 72-hour hoe.
And it was a story about her and my relationship. And I wish that, like, Halle Berry would just pick it up and read it if you're listening, because I would love for her to play the lead character. I mean, there's so many goals and dreams that God has put in my heart while I'm sitting here sober and I'm not doing the things I used to do. I mean, the way they attacked me in the internet, it was BS, man. These guys said they were going to shoot a video for my music. I was trying to work independently. And I'm not saying I was clear-headed, you know, to believe them, but I was not doing what the heck they said I was doing, and they blasted me on the, you know what I'm saying? They blasted me on the with the words they put on the screen and just made everybody look at me in a whole nother way, and I'm like, man, that's really messed up if anybody believes that. But a lot of people didn't, and they knew better, and they came to my rescue, and they said, let's just get you all the way right, you know?
Right, and that's what it's about.
You know, the book,
you know what, Maya? Like, I have to salute you right now because, like you said, a lot of people, you know, sometimes you get lost in what people say they could do for you. You get lost in life.
Yeah.
I know you mentioned that your mom passed away and everything.
Yeah.
But what I admire about you, Maya, why I really wanted you to be on my show, is that you're a survivor. Like,
yeah,
you're a boss. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter what you have done, you know what I'm saying, or what has happened in your past. Because look at Whitney, Bobby, and all these other people. Everybody has a story to tell, Maya. Everybody. And what's important about you is that regardless of what people are saying about you, regardless of what's being seen about you on YouTube, that's all negative, you're rising above it.
Yeah.
And that's what I admire about you, and you have so much in store.
I just want to thank the people that came to my rescue to support me about it. And they had people at Howard University. I went to Spelman. But they had people at a lot of black college HBCs that they named a month after my mom for Mental Health Month because she supported the mental health facility, the mental health claims. And there was, the book was about a girl with a bipolar mental health issue. And her relationship with her mom, and it was all about this, you know, kind of bougie little girl that, you know, was privy to every freaking thing and, you know, raised up in the hills and just had it like that, you feel me? But nobody took the time to deal with her psychologically and see that, you know. So, you know, that's what 72 Hour Hold is about, and that's the next project that I want to basically get out there to producers and, like, Tyler Perry's and people like that to see if anybody's interested in pushing, you know, that book and stuff like that. And then, you know, my music, and it just, I want to attach myself to anything, you know, reality shows and movies, but just positive characters, you know. I don't want to play the crazy girl, you know. Craig, let me borrow your VCR. You know, I don't want to play. I'm cool, you know. because you know what I'm saying? There's too much of that in life, and we got kids out there. I wish they would take that type of stuff off the internet because the kids got to go to school and deal with the reality of that, and it makes it hard for them to learn, you know, with someone.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, you know, the mind is a powerful thing, you know, because at all times, especially being in the spotlight as you are, you know what I'm saying, you can't control what people say. You can't control their opinions. You can't control the internet, you know. So it's all about the power of the mind. It's all about your strength. And as long as you're embedded in children, you know that, you know, the reality of things, you know, it wouldn't get to them, you know what I'm saying? Of course, people out there are cruel. But, you know, we're living in a time of evilness and everything, and it's important to teach our children that's coming up to stay focused on what's being taught out of their own homes. You know what I'm saying? So.
Exactly what Brittany found out, how she felt when, you know, her, you know, so, but.
Yeah, look at Brittany. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So don't even, girl, you are doing your thing, and I'm very proud of you myself. You know what I'm saying, Maya? When I was doing my research on you, there is so much positive that people need to focus on. And right now, you know, that's what I want to do. So the first thing I want to ask you is, what are you doing as far as music? Like, tell the listeners right now, you know what I'm saying, that of all that you have in store music-wise.
I'm just writing. I'm not recording. I'm just writing. I stopped recording, and I just started listening to other people's music and writing and just thinking from the heart and just rehearsing what I'm writing. And it's so special what they have out there technology-wise, so you can just, you know, you can go in and rip it, you know, so it's, you can be a one-take wonder these days. There's nothing, so it's so
yeah, with the right
the
people
days.
Behind you.
Yeah, when I was coming up.
Okay.
So, but it's I'm just writing, that's it.
Okay, well, I know you're working on a new CD, and when we were talking, we was kind of, you know, talking about what your title is going to be or what you were thinking about your title. And honestly, I love it. I love it. You know, you had in mind that you wanted to call your CD Foxy Moron. And honestly, like, that's hot. That's hot. You know what I'm saying? I love it. And it's for you. It's just all for you. It's your time, baby girl, to just do your thing. And I also have some singles of yours, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you have been recording, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure you're not doing it right now, but for the simple fact, I know that you've been doing your thing, and I've listened to your songs in my ear. They're hot.
Thank you.
They're hot. Most definitely. So right now, I would love to go to a music break, you know what I'm saying? And I'm really feeling your song, Oh. You know what I'm saying? Would you like to tell the listeners a little bit about this single?
It's to the R. Kelly track, Make 'em Say Oh. And it's just, it's kind of old, but you can play it. I mean, it's hot.
Hey.
It's new to you, so hit
it's
it.
It's new to everybody. You hear me? And you know, as an artist, you know what I'm saying? I be having those insecurities sometimes about my music, but what you have to understand that it may be old to you, boo, but it's new to everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you would have never said that, I would have never known. You know
my
what
bad.
I'm saying? So,
my bad.
I love it. I love the song. I think you're doing your thing, and I'm really hoping for you to keep it up. So right now, I'm going to give the listeners a little taste of what you got going music-wise, because, Maya, you're definitely coming back with a new, different swag, and you're doing your different thing so swell. You know what I'm saying? So, listeners right now, check out my girl. Check out your girl, Maya Campbell, single. Make 'em say, oh. Turn it up.
Between the sheets, the thrill is thugging. Is it real? Do you really love me, baby? And if you really want me, baby, I need to know. I never felt this way before.
Yeah.
What y'all know about it, Miss Maya Campbell? Well, you doing your thing. I'm loving the auto tune.
I like
the swag of it. It's very sexy.
Thank you.
Very
you know,
sexy.
Put that together for me when it's on the hair braider track from R. Kelly or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first time it ever got played or whatever. I think I'm not sure if they were playing it back east a little bit, but I got like some calls from Chicago. I was getting hits and everything, but I'd be nervous because I was signed a long time in the early 90s too, when Aaliyah was alive and Brandy and everybody on Atlantic Records. We was all on the same roster, but I was mostly like a writer back then, so this is like the evolution a little bit.
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm definitely feeling it. You know, listeners out there, you know, check out your girl because she's coming. You know what I'm saying? You know, so right now I just want you to tell the listeners where you from and about your family and things that's going on of that nature.
I went to school in L.A. I mean, I was born in D.C., and I went to school in L.A. I have a little girl. She's got a video out right now.
How old is she?
Her little self, she just turned 11. She just did an India Ari video.
Is it on YouTube?
Yes, on YouTube. Check it out.
Oh, okay.
Check it out. It's called Heaven. And I sound like a little girl. She said it's called Heaven, and it's real emotional, like really sweet.
Aww,
her name
what
is Alicia Gutierrez, and she's acting in it and everything like that. It's like a really like little touching kind of somebody I went to school with and at Spelman Atlanta University Center directed it, put it together, and actually had her and one of my former acting friends, Kareem Grimes, from South Central, a TV show called South Central. He was also played like the father, and it was like a kind of an interesting piece about being biracial, a little biracial. So it was about being in a kind of interesting, I don't know, but the song is so sweet because you know how India Ari could, you know, sing a song. You know how she sang a song.
Right.
Really touching.
It's very
you know?
Spiritual. Yeah, it's moving.
Definitely. So, I mean, they put her voice on every movie. I was watching a J-Lo movie the other day and I just heard one of her songs and it just like made the movie. It was like, So it's one of her soul-stirring songs, and it's just beautiful. But the song is called Heaven, and it's on YouTube, and, you know, so she has a decent role, and the whole video is about her and stuff like that.
Okay, well, that's what
you do.
Well, I'm very interested in that. Good for her. She a good little lady doing her thing.
Yeah.
Well, that's all swell. So I know you was talking about your mother. I know her name is Bebe Moore Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
And the book 72.
Was she talking about networking or something?
When?
Networking.
Oh,
was
the topic.
The topic.
That's the topic question. Yeah, girl, you're going to be asked the topic question at the end of your interview. But I just right now wanted you to share a little bit about the book that you're working on called Sagittarius.
Oh, yeah. I'm terrified. We just now got to the process where we're like ready to release. Well, we're in the in between stages. We're ready to like open up to the public with it. And I mean, most of it is a sweet little memoir about. I mean, my mother has put out 10 books, so I should be like ready to like. I should be, you know, a veteran because I've watched my mom put out book after book after book with no problem. And it's like, you know, but. There's something about just this industry, and, like, I don't want to make any more enemies than friends, you know? And
right.
I know there's a code, you know? And you have to keep most of, you know, these things. You just don't, I mean, he just, I don't know. I just don't know. I don't
about the whole book situation.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm ready to put this book out. I know my life is an open book. I know people know everything or think they know things about me that they, you know, have already made assumptions behind what they've heard and whatnot. And then most people mind their own business and don't care because they got too many problems in their own life anyway. And it's
right.
You know what I'm saying? Real people, you know what I'm saying? Real people be like, I got too much to do. Am I, what I, my ear can't, but who cares? You know? But
I mean, you know, my opinion, I mean, I've never read the book, but anybody's memoir about what they've been through, and you're very interesting. You're a very interesting person. You know what I'm saying? And I think my personal opinion is that just be like, you know, like you said, be careful with your wording. But
right.
I do definitely think you should put it out there.
I mean, I have a portion of it that definitely, definitely inspires. It definitely, definitely comes of age, and it focuses on inspiration. It focuses on the learning. It focuses on the storytelling, and it focuses on that I'm a product of my behavior. I'm a product of my I'm a child of God and a product of my, you know, intelligent, like, you know, like life, you know, and my life is not just rolling along doing what people tell me to do. I mean, I make intelligent choices and, you know, common to popular belief, like, this is a statement of, this is a statement of God's, you know, like, hand in my life, you know. So in theory, that's what any author hopes to say to its audience, you know.
Right.
And, you know, I just hope somebody gets that, you know. I don't want people to pinpoint that one page where she said, oh, she didn't, you know, like, I'm finna, you know, and then it becomes somebody doing something or feeding into a frenzy of something that just, that's not, you know, like they did with the YouTube thing. They feed into a frenzy of something that wasn't even, like, what it was supposed to be. Like, you know, that was a trip that went all wrong, and I spent all this time trying to recover. So, you know, that's another thing you have to really be careful with. You have to really be careful with what we choose to say to the public. And I know people take their time, like, getting back to, you know, once they've done that and they see the effects of it, they're careful the next time they open their mouth. They're careful the next time they write a song and stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, girl, you know your stuff, girl. So go ahead and do your thing. But before we move on in the interview, I have to ask this question. I have to. I'm interested to know about the whole experience of In the House. Like, what was that like? It just share a little bit, you know, a little taste of that whole experience of your life, because that was
a major moment. That's an easy one. That's an easy one. It was a growing experience. It was a very nurturing growing experience. It was almost like being a Cosby kid, but not, because I'm not one of the Cosby kids, but for me, it was like, I mean, there were moments, like, for example, when Debbie Allen used to take me under her wing, her and Norm Nixon used to take me to the theater in their Rolls Royce, honey, or their Bentley or whatever. And
nice.
Yes, honey. And we eat at Mr. Chow's in Beverly Hills. I mean, it was fabulous. I mean, she taught me so many things about just networking. Speaking of networking, let me tell you what Miss Thing taught me about networking. Honey, I learned from a queen about networking. Sure. She's fabulous. I mean, she would take me out with all her investors and these old farts in their suits and stuff. But it was great. I mean, she taught me a lot. She would take me to the ballet. And then Todd, of course, LL, and, you know, we'd be on a ship going to Ensenada, Mexico, overlooking the ocean, and he'd just say some of the most prolific things while they're setting the lights, you know, and the cameras on us. And some of the things that they say I will never forget. And these are the people that shaped my life and shaped my young mind as an ingenue, as an actress.
Right.
You know what I mean? I can't reach out and touch them anymore. But in my mind, I sometimes I go to places that it comforts me to know that I was once, you know, in the same room with these people because, you know, I know they live lives that people dreamed of, and you know what I mean, just the focus, and they reach their dreams, and that's a good thing for some people, and to do it safely, you know, and not have any drawbacks and stuff like that, and to because I saw them on the Hip Hop Awards, and how he was still had the same mind intact, to still have your mind intact. One thing my grandmother says, to still have your mind intact, you know, to reach the mountaintop and still have your mind intact, you know.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
I just want to say it's kind of like a one-hit wonder, you know what I'm saying? You just, what you're saying, period.
Yeah.
You've been in places a lot of people dreamed of being in. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You've already lived that life. You accomplished so much that don't need to be overlooked. It won't be overlooked. And just know, baby girl, when it comes down to the entertainment, you are legendary. You are marked in history. That show will always be seen. You know what I'm saying? You're always going to be known. You're always going to be legendary. And as long as you know that, girl, rise above.
Thank you.
And I applaud you. I applaud you so much, girl. And
No problem, girl.
And right now, I definitely want to hear Queen of the Night.
Uh-oh. All right.
Yes.
It's got some cursing
Queen
in it.
Of the Night, huh?
It's got some cursing in it. I couldn't get the clean version.
Girl, do you know whose show you on? Girl, this is Forever Hot Topics, girl. We ain't got none of that beep and this and that. This is the realest and rawest show it could be. I have people call in smoking with just the whole shebang, like, I'm smoking this blunt right now. Bitch, go over there. Like, it's all kind of stuff, girl. So don't even trip. I am very much so feeling this song. Queen of the Night. So what inspired you to do this song?
Oh, then I must have been really inspired that night. You know what I was inspired by? No, I'm just kidding. I was tipsy. I'm not going to keep it 100. I was
tipsy. A lot of people be tipsy. That's where the best songs come from.
I was
tipsy. You know, when
tipsy,
you're speaking the real.
I was
you're speaking
on
the real.
Yeah, I should have been. But that's why I said I've been clean for 2 years. That's why I said it's been a while since I recorded, but I still write. It still comes to me slowly, but it's hard. It's harder to rap and stuff when you can't have a drink or nothing. But I still sing and I still rap. But just go in and play it before I say something else crazy. But I like this song a lot. I was really feeling myself. Put it like this.
Huh, and that's what it's about, girl.
Yeah.
All that acting and everything, that's all music is, girl. You just put your foot in and
proud.
Put it in there.
That's what they be doing.
Yeah. If you rapping about, okay, let's say you got a song about bitches hating.
Yeah.
That's how you going to talk. You going to talk like this, bitches hating. And if you're talking about love, there's going
to
be more love. You know what I mean? Yeah, but no, I'm just explaining to you the different characteristics that you carry when you do music that sometimes, you know, I must say myself, acting plays a major part, especially when you're doing videos and especially when you're recording.
I can act sober as much as any. I can act sober all day long, but singing and rapping, rapping is harder. It's harder. It's really hard.
Yeah. Well,
I need like a drink to take the edge off. I'm not even gonna lie. I need like one shot, and I'm.
Man,
Maia
Campbell, people. Maia Campbell is in the spaceship. That's what I'm talking about,
all
girl.
In the spaceship.
All of in it, and we about to definitely, definitely hear Queen of the Night. So. Turn it up. I'm feeling the swag. That's what I'm telling you, girl. Do your thing.
Yeah.
Do your thing. Yes, folks, check it out. That was Queen of the Night by Miss Maia Campbell. What you know about
Foxy
it?
Foxy Moron.
Yes, folks.
Foxy Moron.
Foxy Moron coming soon. Best
Don't
believe it, 2012. Hello. Hello. So right now, people, to all the listeners out there, it's time right now. I got callers calling in, you know what I'm saying? So 805 area code, introduce yourself, and the floor is yours.
My name is Roscoe. Maia, the song was great. I liked it.
Thank you.
You know, my YouTube favorite. But basically, I want to take an opportunity to ask you, how do you bounce back from just, like, all the negativity? I know how it is when you wake up in the morning and it's, like, a lot of just negativity. It's hard to sleep through all of it. How do you just, like, bounce back from that and just, like, you know, steer away from all the negativity and all the comments, you know what I'm saying?
I just keep my circle small. I pray every single morning. Are you familiar with the Daily Bread? Is it like a little pamphlet that guides you through the Bible?
Yeah, exactly.
Huh?
Yes. Exactly.
You know,
I am.
The Daily Bread, it guides you through the Bible every single morning. And
it's
I
good.
Do that. And I go to, sometimes I go to AA groups and
right.
I go to morning meditation.
Right, right.
Type stuff. And I keep my circles positive. And
right.
then we focus on what's right with the world as opposed to what's wrong. I don't know if that's I don't know if I'm keeping my blinders on. But
right.
I mean, the devil is always lurking. We know that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's there. You know, it's always going to be some brick that, you know, is liable to fall from somewhere and F up the whole day. But you know what? You just got to keep your stronghold so close. You
right.
know what I'm saying? You got to keep God so close that no matter from whence it comes that, you know, I'm not trying to sit up here and minister, but, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Well, let me add one thing, and I'll let you go because I know there's a lot of people that want to talk to you. Basically, don't let a few writers or a few things on YouTube get you down, because it's like there's so many people that were like heartbroken when they see like Maya, because I grew up to you, and and it's like you make so many people's heart feel much better when you know you're doing okay now, you know.
Yeah.
But when you see all that nonsense on YouTube, it's like it's scary because it's like, oh, Maya, you know, and there's so many.
It was BS.
You know, well, you know, negative. Whoever wrote the dumb stories, you know, and it's like so many people. If you look, and it's like so many people are just like, I hope Maya's okay, you know. So it's like you're doing so many people good just by coming out like you are and showing everybody you're strong, you're good.
Thank you.
And just getting back up and showing everybody that you know, you're strong. It makes everybody sleep at night, man. And I'm sleeping at night knowing that you're doing good, you know.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for your sensitivity. Thank you very much for your presence. Thank you for, just know that he's worthy, so, you know, he's going to pick somebody up, and maybe it'll be me, and thank you very much.
No problem. You take care of yourself, honey, okay?
All right.
Yes, caller, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yes, girl, just know you got a lot of people out here who supporting you, Maya. People got your back. There's nothing but positive for you right now, you know what I'm saying? Right now and beyond is definitely going down. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? So I have another caller, 818 caller, want to give shout outs. You know what I'm saying? 818 caller, the floor is yours.
Hello, how you guys doing?
Hi.
Good.
Hey, Maya, this is Janelle. You remember me?
Oh, yeah. What's up, Janelle?
Nothing much. Just calling to support you. That's all.
Thank you.
You know, I think you're doing great. I'm not even going to lie. Like, when I first heard about what was going on with you, I was one of those people that was like, you know, why would she make those choices or those kind of decisions? And it was one of those things that humbled me, and it happened really fast because I would start hearing about you more and more. I'm just a young dance instructor, and, I'm just going to be honest. It was just like, wow, that can easily happen to anyone, you know?
Yes, it can.
And for it to happen to you, it really hurts because, you know, a lot of people look up to you. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
When you're love in a you,
spotlight,
girl.
Yeah, and when you're in the spotlight and things like that, and to know that people treated you that way, you know, it hurts once you realize the realness of that situation. And, you know, I thank God that you're still alive. I thank God that you're still here. He has his hands over you.
Yeah.
And you just keep going.
Thank you very much.
Going.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And you guys enjoy the show. I'll be listening.
All right.
Thank you so much for calling in, and you have a blessed night. Yes, folks. Yes, folks. So, Maya Campbell, nothing but goodness from here on. So let's keep it pushing, Mama. So how is you feeling? Is everything going good? And how is you feeling, girl?
I feel good. I feel like I had a lot of things off my chest, and that if anyone was listening, that I hope I, you know, could, you know, just, I don't know, like, let them hear my music and let them into understand that, I don't know, just to change, like, you know, their observations of me or whatever, their perceptions of me, I should say. From negative to good, because I've been hearing a lot of, like, what you're saying, like, poor, you know, poor me, and where did I go, and what happened, and a lot of negative, so I wanted to change that, and one show at a time, and get back into being a positive influence instead of, you know, somebody that had neglected to take care of their character and make better choices and, you know, still be a positive influence over people and stuff.
Yes, Maya. And you're very loved, and your fans admire you. And just know that you got them people in your corner, girl. Just know God got your back and dispatching his angels all around you, protecting you from, you know, Satan and his demons. You know what I'm saying? So it's a major, major blessing and an honor to have you on Forever Hot Topics, you know what I'm saying? So right now,
how many listeners
I know that you
have?
A lot.
You can see it? You can see it? You can see how many?
I can't see it right now. After the show is done, I'll be able to see it.
Okay.
I'll be able to see everybody who
listens.
I'm going
to go on hold
for
a second.
Okay, definitely, and perfectly, because right now I definitely want to introduce a woman who has been definitely a part of Maya's growth and comeback as far as the entertainment business. She calls herself the Everything Girl, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to introduce to the listeners Rhoda. What's going on, Rhoda?
Hey, everybody. What's up? Love you forever. That's what's up.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, when I put myself, like, as much as I do everything, girl, I'm nothing without everybody, because I'm telling you, sometimes I've been like, okay, I had enough, I can't do it, and then, you know, you give me the call, and we get opportunities like this to speak.
Yes, definitely, definitely. And everything's been going so wonderful, and I'm so happy that, you know, you was, you know, very professional, and you are at all times, and Maya definitely needs someone like you in her corner, you know what I'm saying? So right now, I would like for you to just let the listeners know, how can they get in contact with Maya as far as booking things, or if anybody want to do reality shows, stories, you know, stuff of that nature. So this is the moment right now, Rhoda, for you to go ahead and give the listeners different connects in different ways as far as emails, YouTubes, and et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, well, she has a YouTube page. She has a Facebook page. That is the most current, like, information. Like, if you pretty much go to Facebook, you know, under info is her IMDb, you know, database where it tells all, you know, shows all her movies and things she's been in and all the positive videos that, you know, supports her career and just all the things that she's done. But if you can just go to her Facebook page, which is it's Maia.CampbellCelebrity@gmail.com. That's Maia.CampbellCelebrity@gmail.com or Maia Campbell Celebrity on Facebook, you know, and you can get everything from there. You know, there's Twitters and Twitter account, you know, it's everything is on that Facebook page, you know, so I made it kind of simple, you know.
Well, also, if you're serious and you want to give them the E. Gordon one?
Absolutely. Her father, you know, her father is a great businessman, and he does everything. So you just email her dad, and it's E. Gordon Jr. at AOL.com. That's E. Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N, Jr. at AOL.com.
Yeah.
Y'all heard it right here, folks. So make sure you had your pistols out. Make sure you got your antennas up, because that's what's definitely going down. Miss Maria Campbell is definitely in the spaceship, and she's soaring high than anyone can ever imagine, and is definitely going down.
And they'll
right
know
now.
The real Facebook, and they'll know the real Facebook page, because you'll see Forever up there, and you'll see me up there, so you know, because there's lots of imposters and, you know, other
right.
Maria Campbells out there. You know,
oh my God.
Current pictures and stuff. Yeah, girl, you are, you know, she don't even have time to look at all of her stuff. Wow. But she's doing good. I'm proud of Maria. I really am. That's why I'm here, because I love her. But this is her show and let her talk.
No,
yes,
I have to get off the phone actually soon. So.
All right. Well, Maria, and you know what? Everything is perfect timing. And when things are like this, that means God is all around. So before you get off the phone, I have to ask you the topic question of the night. And that is, what is networking? I know you brought up networking earlier in the interview, so go ahead and elaborate more on what networking is to you. And Maya, again, I just want to thank you so much, girl, for taking the time out of your day to, you know, let the people know what's up, to set the record straight right here on Forever Hot Topics. You know what I'm saying? And know that
you
can listen to the show anytime.
Thank you.
No problem.
Yeah. Thank you, Forever.
No problem.
I thank you for your time, and I thank you for your networking. Networking was what we did to get to you, and your ability to allow us to reach out to throughout the cyber world, to reach out to all these people. I'm on my way to bed, honey. I got to get off the phone and get some good sleep. So that would be just going to bed and getting good rest, and those are some of the good things that you would do before
sleep,
you network. You would do that before you network. Don't be up all night and then try to be up in somebody's face with some stank breath. But, so that's one key to networking. That's the first key to networking, is get some good sleep. But, just know who you're talking to. Don't talk too much, I guess. I talk too much sometimes. But I don't know. I mean, just don't go to parties uninvited. I'll tell you that much. And
hello.
You know, just have a good time and be safe and be, you know, don't drive drunk.
Yeah.
All right,
well, okay.
I gotta go, you guys. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you so much, girl, and have
Bye.
A blessed one. Be safe.
You too. Bye bye.
All right, take care. Take care. Yes, indeed, folks. It's definitely Mayhem Monday right here in cyberspace on Forever Hot Topics. Indeed, I have my girl Maya Campbell here to set the record straight. Much love to Maya Campbell, much prayers and much support. You know what I'm saying? She's a strong young lady, very beautiful, very focused. You know what I'm saying? And she's doing her thing, as you heard here. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how it goes down. So right now, I'm going to go to a music break. And when I come back, your girl going to have to end the show a little early, because I have a show tonight. You know what I'm saying? Your girl Forever got a live performance show at the 2nd Street Jazz. That's 366 East 2nd Street, downtown L.A. Right now, I'm going to bless the folks with a little bit of that M.O.E. Them is my boys. They're doing their changes. There's some changes that's going on with M.O.E. So you're going to hear more about MOE. They're going to be on my show again for 2012 changes and things to come. So right now I'm going to play It's Going Down. You know what I'm saying? So check it out. Also, your boy Jamo is going to be performing with your girl tonight. So it's a lot in store. Also, artist Venom. And many more artists, you know what I'm saying, is definitely going down tonight. Everything is hosted by Rick Hard and Dismos. Shout out to Serious Pimp. Shout out to the whole movement. You know what I'm saying? Go out there and cop them hood raps, you know, because them hood raps is definitely what it is. Go out there and cop some of that wear, that Serious Pimp wear, you know what I'm saying, from the underclothes, out of clothes, wallets, whatever, socks. Sunglasses is going down. Best believe it, people. You know what I'm saying? So go ahead and turn it up, because I'm about to go ahead and play It's Going Down by MOE. Turn it up.
Mm-hmm.
times we had. Baby girl, you know it really kinda makes me mad how we became lovers and now things have changed. Like people knowing our business all in the streets, babe. Wondering why people telling lies on me, like I had something to do with her disappearance. See, I gotta get my name clear before it get worse. Baby girl, you must believe me, this really, really hurts. Since I'm an ex gang, remember they target me first for murder. A murder that I didn't commit. They got me under surveillance, so what can I do? They got my house surrounded and my phone tattooed. Now I'm so stressed out, I don't know what to do. I feel like putting a gun to my head and letting loose. Knowing you by my side is all to the good. But you know when the smoke clear, it is, it is.
Crammy had to lace it. Hit that heman, then that sizzling, that's how I chase it. Keeping it deep, get on your knees, bitches loving the gangster. Pops bless me with this game, homes, I gotta thank you. Bringing it back, keeping it funky, and they feeling it. Like a goon, mask down, ready for the lick. Ain't no conflict, niggas is getting rich. Come with that bullshit, niggas is getting hit. And that's real shit, all my jeans feel this. To everybody worldwide, bang the gangsta shit. Cause we up in this bitch. Haters, what's up now? MOE for life, and you know what's going down. Y'all like me, nigga? We, man.
Yeah.
got a chain back to bless you, cause I make the haters hate hard.
Gaze out my window, see the roses sharing. Help me through the storm inside when no one else care. Pouring rain on them, remind me of my tears. Hold on to him, Mary Magdalene. Gaze out my window, see the roses sharing. Help me through the storm inside when no one else care. Pouring rain on them, remind me of my tears. Hold on to him, Mary Magdalene. The love I have for him is planted in me like a seed. A little water in with love is all I really need. He sprinkled me like rain and then the sunshine. He left to see his little flower, see it in his eyes. God, I'm thankful to the fact that he's all mine. Deeply rooted, girl, his stem is so strong. It get polluted when I pull and mix it in the air. He be thinning the aroma of my sweet songs. His aroma trigger all my intimate desires. Try not to control my senses, but y'all don't understand. I be earning my man while I love my man. Something you young girls may never understand. Gaze out my window, see the roses sharing. Help me through the storm inside when no one else care. Pouring rain on them, remind me of my tears. Hold on to him, Mary Magdalene. Gaze out my window, see the roses sharing. Show me through the storm inside when no one else care. Pouring rain on them, remind me of my tears. Hold on to him, Mary Magdalene. The love I have for him would not wither away. From the bad to the good, it may get out of LA. I'm holding on while my hair bleeds on them thorns. From the lying and the cheating and the past you done. I plan on my knees, fertilize seeds. Hope for something beautiful to happen while I grieve. No, he didn't mean it. I'm the one he loves. He say I'm special, feather like a pretty flower. If he didn't love me, girl, I know he wouldn't bother. They make me love him so much more, make our love grow. I had to learn that a man is gonna be a man. That's one thing I had to earn and understand. Gaze out my window, see the roses sharing. Help me through the storm inside when no one else care. Pouring rain on him, remind me of my tears. Hold on to him, Mary Magdalene. Gaze out my window, see the roses sharing. Show me through the storm inside when no one else care. Pouring rain on him, remind me of my tears. Hold on to him, Mary Magdalene. But for petunias on the wall, Georgia O'Keefe. Every time he picked up pedal, say he loved me. He loved me, he loved me, he loved me. He said he'd never have a place on one above me. I love so beautiful, like a field of flowers. Pretty flowers bringing pleasure, easing up the pain. Gaze out my window, see the roses sharing. Help me through the storm inside when no one else care. Pouring rain on him, remind me of my tears. Hold on to him, Mary Magdalene. Gaze out my window, see the roses sharing. Help me through the storm inside when no one else care. Pouring rain on him, remind me of my tears. Hold on to him, Mary Magdalene.
See, I got a way of making the haters hate. I'm stepping up the game, Jack.
I will.
And I might have to put my rubber boots on. Cause it's getting ready to get muddy.
I know it is.
You asked for it.
I know.
Jack.
Love is a Flower by my girl Sky Star. Check her out on YouTube, Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? My girl also going to be in the motherfucking building tonight at the Second Street Jazz. You know what I'm saying? So come on out, get warm, have some drinks and support. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what we need. We need support from the people to come on out and show that love. You know what I'm saying? Love will make all things grow, and you better know. You feel me? Anyway, so winding down time, you know what I'm saying? Have to end the show a little bit early because your girl got to go, you know. So, live performance tonight, Forever the Realest, 2nd Street Jazz, 366 East 2nd Street, downtown LA, 9 to 2 a.m., 10 at the door. So let's get it in because it's going down. So check out Forever Hot Topics next Monday. New guest, new topic, get it in. Remember, keep up with your girl. Twitter, Forever323, FAEVER323. It's time to get it in. Check out that Reverb Nation. Check out that Facebook. You know, friend to friend. And yes, join my new movement. I have a new movement going on right now. It's Get It In, Support a Friend. So let's do it. The West Coast need backbones right now. You know what I'm saying? So let's get it in so we can go
full throttle strong. It's that West Coast movement, definitely moving. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Bishop Don Juan. Happy birthday. I had a blast at the Players Ball. It was just too much for me, but it was the business. I had a massive time. You know what I'm saying? So check out the show next week, Mayhem Monday, Forever Hot Topics. Deuces.